Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. Now, I did do a podcast a little while ago. The current time is 5 o'clock p.m. Now, I've had a lot of questions. I've had a lot of people tell me a lot of different things. And they say that with the way I talk, the way I carry myself, I'd make an excellent leader. Now, honestly, I've been in a leadership position before, and it's not a lot of fun. But then, it brings up the question, how do you know I'm going to make a good leader? Are you sure about that? Are you sure you want me? You know, these questions, they come not only through my head, I'm pretty sure it comes through your head too, if you've ever heard, you know, that phrase. So then, let me ask you this. What is a leader? Now, we're still going to focus on communication, but I just want to take a chance to elaborate on that question. What is a leader? You know, ever since we learned to speak and worked together, certain members of the different races have sought to become leaders. You know, and so that's why, you know, it's that here in the 21st century there are so many questions and still so much debate about what a leader is and what they actually do, you know? I'm going to do my best here to try to demonstrate how we are all capable of being a leader today or tomorrow, even if only for today or tomorrow, where not just specific people, but just about anybody could be a leader and in their own way. First things first, the Oxford Dictionary defines a leader, you know, in human terms. I'm going to try to translate it as best as I can. The person who leads or commands a group, organization, or country. The leader of a protest group is a natural leader. Okay? Also, a leader of the House, who's a British member of government officially responsible for initiating business in Parliament. That's a good example of that. But, I mean, in either case, there is a degree of formality about it, basically. A whole organization accepts one person as its leader. By virtue of that badge of rank, the leader has formal authority and power. This is understood, though, okay? With that, there are three likely dangers of this view. I'm going to take a short break real quick. And then I'm going to cover those three dangers. Okay, and we're back. Let's see here. There are three dangers. But looking at a leader as a very powerful, godlike position. First things first, organizations come in many shapes, okay? And sizes. Political parties, governments, charities, businesses, families, etc. By inference, if an organization has one leader, that person alone is the source of all the ideas. That person alone is the maker of all the decisions. The rest of the organization must therefore be followers, there's a better word for that, sheep, who take absolutely no initiative and make no decisions. These people are also free of responsibility for outcomes of their actions. When you say it like that, yeah, I know it sounds bad, but that's basically the gist of it. This presents a big problem for the organization as a whole and followers as individuals. One. First things first, within this one, there's no synergy. There is little initiative. There is little incentive for anyone to do anything good, save following orders, of course. There's little reason for people not do bad things, we'll say it like that, so long as they are within the letter of the law. The second thing I want you to note is that since the concept of leader is a job title, the leader must be the one leading every minute of every day, which means he doesn't get a break. He or she may not be less than perfect at any time. This presents a big problem for the leader, okay? Because he must be right all the time. He or she must also be seen to be right every time, in the sense that he has to be morally and technically infallible. It's not possible. Basically, everyone's putting him on a, or her on a pedestal. Each and every act or word, business and professional, is subject to scrutiny and being judged by everyone. I mean, sadly, this kind of infallibility is not a constant for any human being. And how do I put this in nice terms? We're all idiots of some kind at some time. It's called the error of being a human. You know, the third thing about this is that the longer a formal leader is in its post, the greater the gap between the leader and the led, or the sheep, become. You know, the leader becomes less tolerant of independent thought, and the led become less capable of it. At this point, if it is to survive after the leader, an organization has to look seriously at a succession planning. And sadly, that succession planning is still the responsibility of the leader. Otherwise, it's likely to be interrupted as... interpreted? Oh, I got the word. A mutiny. The past has showed time and time again that families with a commanding father or mother can tend to be somewhat dysfunctional. Nations with a cult of personality around a single great helmsman tend to suffer in the long term. Companies which are ruled by the iron hand of their founder are lost when the founder dies or is shown to have had feet of clay, if you know what I mean by that. So, how do we look at this? Most modern definitions of a leader in current day's terms. Well, Frederick Arnander said that we're all leaders. Leadership is not a position, it's a mindset. Okay? Why is he proposing this difference of opinion? Well, to build organizations with the agility and focus to succeed in the modern world, clearly, it is vital for any organization that initiative, ideas, authority, decision-making, liability, and respect, and, you know, kudos, be shared out to each according to his or her needs, from each according to their abilities as well, in the sense that, you know, it took multiple people to get to where we're at, not just one. Each one in charge of their own area, of course. I mean, it's not the aim of this piece to address leadership as a series of traits or behaviors. However, it's not possible to divide leaders from leadership. How do I put this? A leader goes in the front, leads the way by his actions, and people then follow. Okay? He's not given them orders. He does by example. Okay? This is in contrast to a ruler. Rulers rule by the use of their power and authority, backing this up, if necessary, with heavy-handedness. This whole thing, how do I put this? It refers to leaders and rulers in a national sense. However, the same can be said for people at the top of any organization, be it political, commercial, or even religious. Therefore, for anyone to claim to actually be a leader, as opposed to being the leader, if you know what I mean, he or she must have real followers. These are people who follow out of choice, not because they're forced to. A leader may rise to a state where people follow them for many years and through various incarnations. A fine example is like... let me see here. Oh, I got one. Nelson Mandela. There's an example for you. Who moved from personal commitment to small-scale political activism to national presidency to world statesmanship, Mandela embodied a vision and commitment for many, many years. Okay, in contrast to the previous quote that I just gave, Mandela preferred to think of a leader leading from behind. Actually, let me just use his quote directly. "It is better to lead from behind and to put others in front, especially when you celebrate victory, when nice things occur. You take the front line when there is danger, then people will appreciate your leadership more." Okay? This makes it way more valuable. With that being said, there's something called an emergent leader. It's a leader that may also emerge from the crowd for just a few moments, okay? They're not 100% a leader, but they have that moment where they're able to help out, okay? This can be a serious matter or a entirely frivolous one. It depends. You know, for instance, a young woman named Claire Pepper was knocked down while cycling in London. She was injured and trapped beneath the car, unable to breathe due to the weight pressing down on her chest, okay? A single passerby took a leader role straight away. He gathered 9 others who became his followers, and together they lifted the car from on top of Claire, saving her life until the medics arrived. After the panic was over, the individual ceased to be a leader and melted back into the crowd and basically disappeared. And if you want to know more about what a frivolous leadership looks like, there's this guy, his name is Derek Sivers, okay? It's something I had found the other day. He uploaded a video on YouTube entitled Leadership Lessons from a Dancing Guy, which is a little ironic, but it's there, which clearly shows how a person can, with no particular vision and certainly no rhetoric or verbal communication, can be a leader in style or fashion. That means that it doesn't matter where you're from or who you're from or what it is you're doing. You can become a leader depending on whatever the situation is regardless. Leaders come in all shapes and sizes, and they can lead in all different aspects of life and human life and endeavor. We are all capable of being leaders somewhere at some time. We simply have to motivate ourselves to be motivated to lead. That's the only difference. That's what makes a person a leader. Not because they can stand in front of people and talk to them. Not because they can convince other people to do stuff, though that is a great skill to have. It's because you know what to do, you're willing to do it, and you're willing to help everyone else do it, while letting them retain their individuality. You're not taking it from them. So anytime I hear someone say that, yes, you could be a great leader, you were a natural born leader, that may be true. But if my personality or the way I carry myself doesn't match, then it's all for naught. So with that, getting that completely out of my system, though it sounds like I basically just raged through this entire podcast, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make a point that, you know, a leader is not someone that's just randomly picked. It's something that happens as natural as it could be. Just because someone is assigned a leader or is born from someone who's a king and is expected to be a leader doesn't mean that he's that kind of leader. Every person is different. So with that, I thank you guys for listening. I thank y'all for tuning in. I know 2 podcasts in a short period is probably a lot, but I mean, I've done worse. So thank you guys for listening. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neo Gentrix. Enjoy the rest of your day.